Indigenous hopes for a constitutionally enshrined body to advise federal parliament have been dashed by the Turnbull government. The Prime Minister and his cabinet have rejected holding a referendum on the plan, with Indigenous elder and Labor Senator Pat Dodson saying it's a real kick in the guts for the recognition process. The advisory body was one of the key recommendations from a major forum of Indigenous representatives held at Uluru earlier this year. We'll look at the government's decision and reaction in a moment, but first to our reporter in Darwin, Stephanie Zillman, who was at the Uluru Convention in May. Stephanie, take us back to that meeting in May and the final agreement on the Uluru Statement from the Heart, as it's called. Why was the gathering and the statement so important?
Linda, this meeting was the culmination of months and months of work. It was a major logistical exercise. It involved 13 regional dialogues, and it was the biggest consultation to date, taking a cross-section of Aboriginal Australian Society and Torres Strait Islanders to liaise with them to find out what it was they wanted in order to be able to move forward feeling fully part of Australian society, really. So this three-day conference at Uluru in May brought together representatives from those 13 regional dialogues to discuss a way forward. And of course, what emerged from that was this Uluru Statement of the Heart, a very powerful document that really summed up everything that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders had wanted and had discussed. Ultimately, there were three main things that emerged out of the Uluru Summit. This included calls for a Makarrata Commission. Makarrata is a Yolngu word for coming together after a struggle, and so that commission, would be a place where truth telling, as they called it, could come out, and things like stolen generation, all of those important parts of our history could come out once and for all. Also, they wanted a constitutionally enshrined voice in Parliament. Not just symbolic recognition in the Constitution, but an actual voice to Parliament. And all of this was to lead to a treaty. So on the final day of the summit, there was a real sense of achievement and also emotion in the air at the base of Uluru. Let's have a listen to Pat Anderson, the former co-chair of the Referendum Council, speaking at Uluru.
I'm honoured to be able to accept the Uluru Statement. This culminates almost 12 months of quite challenging, passionate and focused work, and of course the dialogues, to arrive here today at this moment. We've actually all dreamed about it, and now it actually happened. This really is a special occasion and the start of a movement.
Pat Anderson speaking after the Uluru gathering in May. Our reporter Stephanie Zillman was there reporting for us. Stephanie, so no politicians there, as you said. It was entirely for Indigenous people to do their work. But then there was the next sort of event, the Garma Festival in Arnhem Land, later in the year, August, I think. Politicians did attend there, didn't they, to respond to the Uluru Statement. What emerged from that?
Yes, Linda, this was considered an opportunity for the first response from the opposition and from government. Now, not much is a simple answer to what emerged from that. Bill Shorten, on behalf of the opposition, said that they supported in full all of the recommendations to emerge from Uluru. Malcolm Turnbull, on the other hand, did not give anything away. If anything, this is when cracks started to emerge and people started to wonder if there would indeed be government support. Aboriginal rights leaders at the time were concerned, and academic and Aboriginal leader Marcia Langton, for example, made her frustrations clear on the final day of Garma.
I don't want to die before a resolution of this issue, but I'll tell you what, from the bottom of my heart, I'm sick to death of every new generation coming along and telling me how to do things and what should be done, and reinventing another Royal Commission, another Commission of Inquiry, another panel. We are Royal Commissioned out, we are panelled out, we're experted out. Enough. Just do it.
Marcia Langton speaking at the final day of the Garma Festival earlier this year. Stephanie Zillman, our reporter.